For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. We're joined in studio by Daryl Good, Extension Ag Economist, to discuss the soybean basis, how it's differed over the past several months than usual, and where those differences might be corrected. Daryl Good, thanks for joining us. Tell us about the soybean basis, please.
Well, on soybeans, summer basis can be and has been in a fairly wide range over time. It's pretty variable, but when we came into July of this year, as the July contract was maturing, we were looking at basis levels throughout Illinois, maybe 60 to 90 cents cash prices under futures. And I think in many cases that was 30 to 40 cents weaker than what we would consider to be a typical, or not even typical in some cases, but compared to what we've been recently. And recently we've been a little bit on the weak side. So however you cut it, summer basis levels were extremely weak. And even at delivery markets, even at the Gulf, we saw cash prices go under futures prices, which is a very rare event.
In recent times, part of that basis weakening or widening has been involved with Katrina, which bottled up the transportation system, increased cost. And then, of course, there's the high cost of energy over the past couple of years. And that, too, has been built into a wider basis. What other types of things are involved?
Well, they're a little hard to quantify, and there's not complete agreement or even understanding, perhaps, of why the basis is so weak. But I tend to put them into a couple categories. One is we know we had very large inventories of old crop soybeans hanging around this summer looking for a home. And that suggests that, okay, end users don't have to be really aggressive for bidding for immediate needs on soybeans, knowing that there's big stocks out there. We also, I think, saw the results of a fairly heavy speculative trading of soybean futures. As acreage declined and we had some concerns about yield, we saw futures prices jump above $8 and then $9. And in my opinion, I think the speculative trade maybe got soybean futures overvalued just a bit, so that the cash market is trying to reflect true commercial value of the cash commodity here in the real world. And the futures were being inflated, in my opinion, by speculative trade. And that combination just gave us a very weak basis scenario. Now, you can also say that as futures prices have come down in recent weeks, basis has remained extremely narrow, or extremely weak. We also had problems, in my opinion, at the delivery market in July. Cash and futures prices did not converge. We ended up with an extremely weak basis as the July contract went off the board. According to the textbooks, that's not supposed to happen, that the delivery mechanism will allow enough arbitrage that that will come together. But we experienced that very weak basis, the same as we have on soft red winter wheat for the past 15 months or so. So there may be some problems inherent in the delivery process, too, in terms of just the mechanics of delivery that is preventing convergence of cash and futures at those markets. So two or three things going on. And again, I'm not sure there's complete agreement or understanding why this has happened, but certainly has been a bit of a problem.
The futures market, of course, is supposed to be price discovery, especially by the time deliveries are made. Who is it that's harmed in this broken process?
Well, that's an excellent question. And thinking of it from the producer's standpoint, it really does depend on where value is established. If the cash market in this summer really reflected true value of the commodity, then you would argue that those holding unpriced inventory were really not harmed by the weak basis, that they got a fair cash price, if you will, because the cash price reflected value. If you believe that futures is really where value is established and that the futures price really reflected value, then you would say cash prices were weaker than they should have been. Even holders of unpriced inventory got hurt by that weak basis. But clearly, the group that without doubt I think was harmed by the weak basis is short hedgers, those holding short futures positions, anticipating a strengthening of the basis as an opportunity to unwind those hedges. And the fact that the basis never did strengthen did not give them an opportunity to unwind hedges at more favorable bases. So that resulted in a lower net price, whether you're a farmer or an elevator holding hedged inventory. On the other side, it says that the long hedger was probably benefited by the weak basis. So clear winners and losers, and then a large category of we don't know, where depends on where value was truly reflected.
Do you think the basis will return to some semblance of normal?
I think there's hope that it will, perhaps not until harvest of the 2007 crop is completed, because when we look at new crop bids right now, it continues to reflect an extremely weak basis. In central Illinois, we're probably 20 to 30 cents weaker than we would expect to be at this time. But with a smaller crop and with stocks of soybeans probably being drawn down as the year progresses, 07-08 marketing year, would suggest that basis level should return to a more normal level.
Daryl, thanks much.
Thank you.
Daryl Good, Extension Ag Economist from the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.